Well, we're going to start this morning with a stretch. No, literally, we're going to start with a stretch. I want you to extend your arms out to the sides just as far as you can. As far as you can. This is like permission to bop your sister on the head. Stretch out your arms as far as you can so you're reaching out in the direction of other people. Maybe you can't reach anyone else, but you're certainly reaching in the direction of someone else. Sure. Okay, now, let's stretch up high now. Reach just as high as you can, above your head. No matter how high you reach, you're not going to touch anybody up here, are you? No. If we reach out this way, we're reaching in the direction of other people, whether we touch them or not. But if we stretch up this way, we're not really reaching towards others today, are we? Well, our stewardship is not just something that stretches out this way, affecting other people through the present day. It's also that something that stretches this way, through time. It can be tempting, as we share our gifts, to only think about today. If I'm part of this group, or if I do this ministry, or if I give this percentage of my income, or if I share this talent, it will affect these people. And that's true. But stewardship also has a generational effect. That is, the years before me and the years after me. First, we can look back. St. Paul says, "Do not be unaware about those who have fallen asleep." That is, those who have gone before us. What blessings do I have today because of the stewardship of someone who lived long before me? I'm a priest because of the prayers of some people who died before I even became a priest. I received a Catholic education, yes, because of my parents, but even more because someone a century ago made it a priority. Or one of my favorite Bible stories is one of my favorites because of a lector who proclaimed it so well when I was a child that I remember it. I'm the beneficiary of someone's stewardship years ago. So the challenge as you fill out your stewardship form is to also look forward, which I know can be very hard to do. If you sign up for the young adults group, you might be creating a firmer foundation for your future family. Or if you offer to help greet people as they arrive for Mass, which is clearly a ministry we need more to do and a great thing for families to do. You know, your welcome might be the one thing someone remembers, which they pass on to their coworker who then encourages their child, and on to some effect that you could never imagine and will never see. Both our readings and our month of November help us to think of those who have gone before us. And that includes stewardship. Thinking of those who gratefully shared their gifts before me and those after me for whom I gratefully share mine.